Australia's second largest bank, Westpac, has been caught up in what prosecutors are calling the biggest online money laundering case in US history. The prosecutors say the online currency transfer and payment processing company Liberty Reserve has handled $6 billion US dollars of ill-gotten cash over the past 7 years or so. According to court documents, the Costa Rica-based company used bank accounts in 17 countries, including three accounts with Westpac, containing $38 million. The prosecutors say the network was used to launder the proceeds of crimes, including identity theft and child pornography. Alison Caldwell reports.
US prosecutors have described Liberty Reserve as the financial hub of the cybercrime world. Based in Costa Rica, it's alleged the currency transfer and payment processing company allowed its customers to move money anonymously from one account to another via the internet with virtually no questions asked. US attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara.
Today we announce charges in what may be the largest international money laundering case ever brought by the United States. Specifically, we unsealed charges against Liberty Reserve and seven of its principals and employees, who for years have operated one of the world's most widely used digital currencies.
U.S. prosecutors say Liberty Reserve created a virtual black market bank to facilitate criminal activity. Seven people have been charged, including Liberty Reserve's founder, Alexander Budovsky, who was arrested in Spain last Friday. Preet Bharara again.
The scope of the defendant's alleged unlawful conduct is truly staggering. With over 1 million users worldwide, including 200,000 in the United States, Liberty Reserve grew to process annually more than 12 million financial transactions with a combined value of over $1.4 billion. Overall, Liberty Reserve is believed to have processed 55 million separate transactions and laundered more than $6 billion in criminal proceeds.
Liberty Reserve allowed users to open accounts using fictitious names, including Russian Hacker. One person was registered under the name Joe Bogus, with the address 123 Fake Main Street. 45 bank accounts have been restrained or seized. According to the indictment, three Westpac accounts containing $38 million were involved in the scandal. The accounts were held under the name TechnoCash Limited. In a written statement to the ABC, Westpac says,
"We have rigorous processes in place to combat money laundering and have been working closely with regulators and law enforcement agencies."
Based at Parramatta in Sydney's West, TechnoCash did not respond to the ABC's request for an interview or provide a written statement. It's understood the AFP and the Australian Crime Commission are involved in investigations here, as is AUSTRAC, the agency responsible for detecting money laundering. An AUSTRAC spokesman says the agency is liaising with its US counterparts. Ivan Zazarsky is the chief anti-money laundering reporting officer for Deloitte and Touche International and heads Deloitte Australia's financial crime practice.
The reality is financial crime is pervasive and happens on a daily basis around the world. The particular type or nature of this exchange filled a gap by way of having an alternate or digital currency that was loosely based on principles similar to e-gold or gold age, and consequently was filling a void in the market, allowing individuals to move funds in an anonymous way. The challenge is when those funds are proceeds of crime. So this became a vehicle, or it's alleged that this is became a vehicle for significant quantities of illicit funds or proceeds of crime that utilize this facility to remain anonymous.
It looks as if it was just incredibly easy to transfer money using Liberty Reserve. All the user needed to do was provide a name, an address, and a date of birth, but they didn't actually have to validate their identity in any way.
Well, isn't that the crux of the whole thing? At the end of the day, business is all about knowing your business, knowing your customer. And there are significant pieces of legislation of which Australia has a very strong anti-money laundering counter-terrorist financing act, its rules and its guidelines.
Is it likely there are other e-currency facilities out there doing the same thing? I mean, we know about Liberty Reserve now, we know about Bitcoin.
There most certainly are. There's no doubt that this is a service which is interesting not only to those that seek to launder money, but individuals that seek to provide a service and gain anonymity in their payment pattern for many reasons. That being said, it's certainly a growth business.
Ivan Zasarsky from Deloitte Australia, ending Alison Caldwell's report.